In 2019, up to 2,000 local youth forcibly entered the UNH Shira compound and the compounds of 14 other 8 agencies in Mabana, leading to assault of 8 workers, looting, arson, and the destruction of vehicles, structures, and other humanitarian assets, including life-saving medicines. The 2019 attacks in Mabana forced 8 agencies to suspend services except for life-saving activities in communities around Mabana. At least 398 workers had to be evacuated from the area. Arafat says despite government intervention to address the threats and attacks on 8 workers, the problem persists.
The government is aware. I know that they are doing their best to help us. We are also working with UNMISS, the peacekeepers, on this, but it is a problem and it's not over yet. And I would like to underline that please enable us to do the work that we need to do.
The top UNH Shira official in South Sudan is calling on the government to intervene and end the attacks and threats on 8 workers. Over the past few months, humanitarians faced similar threats and attacks in parts of eastern Equatorial State. Arafat says government officials need to address the problem once and for all.
In South Sudan in general, there is a problem of security of humanitarian workers. And I've discussed this at many levels with the government. We are here to work together with the government and people of South Sudan, but we require, it is essential for us to also be protected. You cannot attack the people who are here to protect.
Mabana County Commissioner Peter Alberto admits that local youth have threatened and attacked 8 workers, but says the problem existed in the past.
I found a joint operation, which is stationed at a bridge, which is this river, the river bisecting Mabana into two. I have to station them there, and I have to order all the roads. Nobody is to carry a gun, even in the market, and even in the civilian areas.
Alberto says he is trying to restore law and order, adding that he has empowered local authorities to hold the criminal suspects accountable for their actions.
Police has got the access to arrest anybody, whether you are a refugee or a host community, if you happen to commit a crime. And in the end, it is resorted in a good way.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs recently called for action by the government to protect 8 workers, saying such challenges may affect the work of 8 agencies. Earlier this month, the UN condemned the killing of 2 8 workers in South Sudan and urged authorities to bring the perpetrators to justice after a series of similar attacks. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.